Salt Mines. Hey, everybody. Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all the nooks and crannies in between. We're going to turn up the volume on the lame politicians in Washington who have nothing better to do than continue the same old blame game, and we're stuck in Groundhog Day. We've seen the shadow again and again and again. We've been to the circus. We've been to the party. We don't care anymore. I know it's a tired argument, but it is just so bloody frustrating to constantly flip on something, pick up something, hear something, or look at a tweet and see how it's the debt ceiling debacle all over again. They need to give it a rest. Before we go there, though, let's touch on something else that I found pretty interesting. And this will be part of the talk, I'm sure, heading into the week. The conversation with Hamid Karzai. So France is pulling out troops. They're getting out of Afghanistan early. They say, they've had enough. They're gone. We know that America is invested, of course, because it's our dollars, until 2024, really. $5 billion, $6 billion a year is what Karzai will pocket to get his troops and his police force ready. Obama is making sure that Karzai knows that, yes, oh yes, we are going to pay. Don't worry. We're going to be there till 2014. We're going to remain there, and then we're going to do everything we can to make this shift. We're not going to do what France has done. So we've got the global economy exploding. Greece is done, is toast. Italy and France, even Ireland. Who knows what happens with the Eurozone? And it's very, very scary how fragile this is. In fact, in the next couple of days, we're going to go to the Financial Man for America Tonight in Norway, Saul Albaum, and talk to him about what it means to you and I, really, drilling it down, and why we should give a hoot about the Eurozone. You know, you right now look in your pockets, you got quarters, pennies, nickels, whatever, who cares? You do care because of, even if it's a small amount, of our investment in what's going on overseas. So Obama's saying already, giving us the prediction, hard days ahead. We got the NATO summit opening. It's going to be very difficult. And, of course, NATO, think of NATO. Lots of questions about Afghanistan and what's going to happen in the future. What about all the cash for the security forces? What about the elections? What's going to happen? And this is what the president is saying. He's laying the groundwork. Hard days ahead. Because in Afghanistan, maybe the end of the war is in sight, but what does that ultimately mean? We're there till 2014, and NATO is there supposedly till 2014. Of course, anybody can dump out, just like France has said that they are going to do. But the United States is not going to dump out until 2014. The shift will be really solely on our back, not so much on Europe, because Europe is struggling, and they're pulling, like I said, they're pulling out. They can't do it. What happens with the Taliban? What happens with Al-Qaeda at this point? I mean, look, this war is unwinnable. Is it worth continuing? No. We should have left after Osama bin Laden, because that we could have claimed a win then and gotten out and just maybe even slowly pulled out but announced we're done. Woohoo! Victory. Mission accomplished. But there was no mission accomplished. So Karzai says that his nation is looking forward to the end of the war so that Afghanistan isn't a burden, as he called it, on the shoulder of our friends in the international community. In fact, here is Karzai in his own words.
Mr. President, I'm bringing to you and to the people of the United States the gratitude of the Afghan people for the support that your taxpayers' money has provided for Afghanistan over the past decade. Afghanistan is fully aware of the task ahead and of what Afghanistan needs to do to reach the objectives that we all have. And the new page is a page of two sovereign countries working together.
All right, so nicey-nice. They have made up, of course, because Karzai wants to see, no offense, I'm going to be cynical here, the $5 billion, $6 billion that he's going to get out of our pockets. That's what's going to happen. And what happens in 2024? What happens in 2020? What are we going to see with the Afghanistan government? And what's going to happen in the future? The answer is we don't know. In the meantime, Pakistan is a real problem. The tension couldn't be thicker between the United States and Pakistan. And this has happened over a few things. Obviously, the death of Osama bin Laden. The Pakistanis didn't like the fact that they were exposed because you can't tell me they didn't know that he was there in Abbottabad. Certainly some of the spy police knew that for sure. So they're embarrassed still with that U.S. raid. And then the airstrike that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers was very, very heavy as far as cutting the relationships with that country. The Pakistani president accepted an invitation to attend the NATO summit, and supposedly this might have been an indication that we could reopen some of those roads that we need for the supplies for our forces in Afghanistan. That hasn't happened, but they think that that's going to happen. And it probably won't come out during the meetings, because here's what the deal is. They're haggling over how much they're going to be paid to allow the trucks to go through. So what do you think they're thinking in Pakistan after they read that we're giving Afghanistan $6 billion a year to build an army and a police force? And the two sides are apparently very far apart. Not a shock. Not a shock that we're far apart, because they want crazy amounts of money. And they say they want to open the routes, but they don't want to open the routes unless they get what they want, which is money, money, money. How much money do we have? For goodness sake, we're in so much debt as it is. How can we possibly shoulder that much more to bring the supplies in? But we have to bring the supplies in. I would say this is what they call a conundrum. A conundrum. And they know they have us over a barrel, because going around takes too long, and the heavy equipment and everything else, it's very, very taxing and costly, lives-wise risky to our soldiers that are still there. What would you do? What would you do? I already told you what I would do. I would have left after bin Laden. That would have been it. Woohoo! Mission accomplished. We won. Woo! It's great, great deal. We're going to help. We're going to pull out slowly, but we're gone. We're done. But instead, there's too much of an investment. You know, Francis Hollande, the new guy in town, knew that they had to pull out because France is drowning. They're drowning in economic woes. They cannot afford it. So Francois Hollande is saying, we are going to withdraw. We're making it clear. We're sticking to our timeline. We cannot afford this investment any longer. Stay with us. We're kicking the can.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America Tonight, that can we're kicking, we're still kicking it, as I said, as we were trailing off there. And I wanted to remind everybody that Jeff Atticott is also going to join us again. He's our terrorism expert. He's coming up on our next show. We're going to talk about the situation in Afghanistan and now with France sticking to their guns, pulling out. What are we going to hear at the NATO summit? Can we afford this $5, $6 billion through 2024? And in the end, how will history remember Afghanistan? 20 years from now, what will kids be reading in their history books about the Afghanistan war, about the conflict, about the years invested in it? Will it be in a positive light, will be viewed in a positive light, or will it kind of trail off like Vietnam? I wonder. A lot of people who served in the Vietnam War, the conflict there, don't like the similarities to Afghanistan and say very much, even though completely different kind of war reasons, all that kind of thing, really can make those comparisons and say that they see the same thing happening and the disillusionment of the people who are coming back. And, you know, you hear these things about hiring vets, but how many vets are really being hired? How many vets have got it together because of some of the horrific things that they've seen? And, you know, you just really can't do enough to help the people who are coming back. But we're not doing enough. It's not that nothing is being done, but frankly, there still is so much of a gap between embracing, helping, doing everything we can to make sure anybody who sacrificed, because everybody sacrificed, especially those multiple deployments, making sure they're in a good space or the best space that they can be in. It's so sad to look at the statistics with the suicide rates. All right, switching gears, a little bit of a different turn here. And by the way, you can throw in your two cents on what you think of this new twist, just France sticking to their guns, the fact that we may end up paying even more, especially with Europe in trouble. 855-266-KATE. I know you're out there. 855-266-KATE. Let's talk about something else, though, for a second. Speaking of war, Battleship. Did you ever play Battleship when you were a kid? I have Battleship right now. And I did play a lot when I was a kid. My brother liked to play it, so he enlisted me, if you will, to be the person that he tried to bag on, tried to sink the battleship, and didn't like it when I started to really beat him. I mean, we know it's a guessing game, after all. But Battleship, speaking of a guessing game, was definitely a big risk because it had such a big budget. So with a big budget, you have to really knock them dead, so to speak. At the box office, it cost about $209 million to produce it. And in ticket sales so far, they've made $23.4 million in its opening weekend. That's the United States and Canada for the opening weekend. So what gives with that? Ticket sales by Hollywood standards, you know, how they measure them, should have been a lot bigger. They were hoping for a much bigger opening weekend. Even John Carter, which was a dud of a movie, had $30.2 million in its opening weekend, and Disney took it on the chin. They had a $200 million loss because that film cost $250 million to produce, so is Battleship going to be the same thing? Here's a little clip of that movie, Battleship.
What is wrong with you? You've got skills, but I have never, ever seen a man waste them like you. Keep the ship out of the surf and spray, or you will plunge to destruction.
All right, you recognize the voice? Liam Neeson, he's one of the stars in it. There are some recognizable names, but that didn't seem to help at all. Battleship is based on the Hasbro board game, which I mentioned. I have it, and I'll tell you what, I think it was a very risky thing in the first place, and I think they're going to have a hard time recouping their money in that. If you were going to make a movie about a board game, Matt Johnson, if you were going to make a movie loosely based on a board game, what movie would you make?
Man, I don't know.
You're a game player. Think about Yahtzee, Parcheesi.
I don't know how you make games out of these.
Movies. Yeah, how do you make movies?
I mean, what was the Payday? Was a game I remember playing as a kid.
That right.
Could maybe
that's
be
a good one.
Somewhat interesting. Is the Game of Life? I remember that. Operation, maybe. That's not really a board game, I guess. But there are three new board game movies that will be coming out sometime. Apparently, that they're being worked on. They're not actually filming, but they're being passed around.
Really?
One of them is Candyland. And Adam Sandler is attached to it.
Uh-huh.
Another one is the Ouija board. And a third one is Monopoly, who Ridley Scott's attached to, and he's planning on delving into the home mortgage crisis and tying it in with Monopoly.
Wow, that's interesting. Because I would have said Candyland. I can kind of see that. A kid's movie could be Candyland, which I assume is what's Adam Sandler's doing.
And they're remaking the Clue movie, apparently, too.
Oh, the Clue movie would work.
Which I thought the first Clue movie, although it wasn't a great movie or a success or anything, it kind of became a little bit of a cult classic. You see it late night on a certain, like, Comedy Central or something like that every once in a while. It's not an awesome movie, but it can be fun for a little bit.
Yeah. It can be fun for a little bit. It's not bad. It's not awful.
But I don't know. I think people are trying too hard when you're looking at board games and trying to make a movie out of that. It seems like I don't get what people are doing in movies these days. It's like no one can come up with their own original idea, so they're remaking old movies, or
right.
They're remaking old TV shows into movies.
Dark Shadows, yeah.
They're remaking, they're taking board games, they're taking old, like, Transformers, they're taking cartoons and making them into new movies. It just seems like no one has come up with a really, like, the original ideas aren't as frequent as they once were.
Yeah, and why is that? Is it because they think it's a shoe-in because you're going to tug at someone that both Battleship with
Candyland? I honestly believe that the people who head up these movie companies think we're all completely stupid.
I agree.
And
I agree.
That people will see, oh, Candyland, I played that game, let's go see the movie.
Yeah.
And they just, it's, I don't know, the creativity level is not there anymore, and I think it's them believing that we're dumb.
I agree with you. Matt, great information, by the way, on Candyland, the Ouija board thing, and Monopoly. I think that they're not getting original material because it's the same old, and they're going to the same sources. Boy, it's great if you're that source, though, because you have to be making a ton of money.
It goes back to the idea of them forcing you to like something.
Yes.
And not letting the public choose.
I agree. Dungeons and Dragons, I mean, you figure maybe that's something that would come up, too. But if you look at what a board game is traditionally...
How many people in their mom's basement have written a Dungeons and Dragons script?
Oh, a ton.
I bet you there's a bunch floating out there.
Probably somebody listening right now, you've written a script for it. Oh, I guarantee it. How about Checkers? All of that, Checkers, Backgammon, the movie. It is strange. It's very strange. He's right. What Hollywood is doing, they're trying to, I think, shove it down people's throats. And then when they hit an original nugget or something works, like the comic book stuff, the Avengers, so then you have Iron Man, the first one out of the gate is great. You know they're making three of those. They're working on the third now, of course, because then it becomes a franchise. And because one works, then two can do okay. It's like the pirate movies. The first one was great, and I thought Johnny Depp was great in that, is great in that role. But now forget it. The last one was just crap. It was just a piece of crap.
You know, old original movie that I had, I think I was forced to watch it in school as a youngster, and I was flipping around the tube this weekend. The Grapes of Wrath was on TV, and
oh, that's
I actually
a great movie.
Found myself sitting down and watching it. I don't remember when it was on, but it was sometime this weekend. I think it was on TMC, TCM, whatever the stat station is. And I was like, this is a pretty decent flick, and I was actually enjoying myself watching it for a little bit, but then the ADD kicked in, and I went back to whatever I was originally watching.
Very nice. If you were to make a board game movie, or just a movie after a game, what would it be? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. I don't know, how about Twister?
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Survival3Survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed, or your money back.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Box office for mixing it up, talking about what's wrong with Hollywood. They can't come up with any creative ideas, so they decide they're going to reach back to nostalgia somehow, make a movie, as Matt was telling us, called Candyland, the Ouija board movie, Monopoly. You saw how Battleship bombed, and I think it's pretty tough to do that. If I look at and think off the top of my head, like Risk, Trivial Pursuit, if you wanted to go back into the Wayback Machine, you know, using games as little snippets of a movie as part of a conflict or something they're dealing with, or people are playing poker, for example, or they're playing, they're playing charades, they're doing charades. We've seen that in movies. But to actually make a movie based on the game itself, boy, I think that is much more than risky. I think it's stupid because I don't believe that people want to go and see a movie unless it just would have to be the most clever thing that you could possibly think of that would reel people in. I don't think it tugs at the history, your history, your family history, by creating a lousy movie about a game that you played and loved, like Battleship or Backgammon or, you know, whatever it might be. Using a little snippet of that in the movie would be okay. In a movie would be good. And we've seen that, as I mentioned. But to make a movie based on the board games, that is weak stuff. Weak, 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 weak. All right, if you want to chime in on that, you can by sending me an email. We're going to go to the mailbag next. One person actually did already jump on this. Amazing. you are such an active audience when it comes to emails. It's incredible. So you can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Wanted to talk about this for a second because I did get a few emails on this, people knowing that I've got a dog that's a golden retriever, and had a few folks like Heidi send me a thing saying, did you know that there are food recalls for dog food going on around the country, and there are tons of products that are on the list. Just wanted to make sure you check the list for your dog so you didn't get caught with feeding him the wrong thing. And boy, I went through the list that Heidi sent me, and it is a lot. We are talking about a lot of dangerous dog food out there. And what happened, if you don't know, it's a dog food recall. And I thought it was just one brand, right? You know, one brand. Some of you have Mutts out there. Man, we are talking about a ton. And you have to go through and look at the number, but everything from Alpo to Beef Hooves to Cadillac, to Canine Caviar. I've seen that in the grocery store even. To Dog Treats, Dick Van Patten's Natural Balance Venison. Wow. And the list is pretty long. It would take me the entire show to go through the list. So maybe I'll post the list on the website in case, but very scary. I mean, didn't we already go through this with the nonsense that we were getting from China? You have to make sure it's an active recall, but you have to look at your distributor site. So whatever you're feeding your dog, go to the distributor site. And if you do that, then you'll see if the food is questionable, if they're listing that as a recall, because you want to be careful with it. They found some pretty bad stuff. Some dogs are getting pretty sick with something they found in the dog food. Well, speaking of being in the dog house, to me, it's a layup to do this, as I say, to pound on any of the politicians. I don't care what their stripes are, whether they're Democrats or whether they're Republicans. But, you know, it's time to cut the crap when it comes to the national debt. It really, really is. Because what we're paying in interest is ridiculous. And there's no, you know, there's no big dream out there that's going to burst open and become reality for us that's going to make this debt go down. There has to be some cutting. It's just, there has to be. There has to be cutting. And maybe it's because that's just not happening. Nobody's willing to step up to the plate and embrace it. But at some point, with the way our debt is, we have a debt that's bigger than our economy. We're starting to look like the Greeks. And we saw what happened with the run on the banks, and that is scary. So you had the Senate Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, who's on the CBS show Face the Nation. And pretty much anywhere you flipped on, you saw somebody talking about the debt crisis, the problem, and what's going on. You know, here's the thing. We keep raising the debt ceiling. I mean, how much can we keep raising the debt ceiling? It's already, at this point, we're so sky high. There's no wiggle room anymore. It's our most serious long-term ailment that we're completely ignoring. It's like we've buried our head in the sand and we're getting near the point where we're on life support. And the problem is you can't be passe about this. You can't sit on your hands, guys, because if we continue to do that and we go down this same path, we're all paying for it in the end. We're all paying for it. You're going to pay higher taxes. You're going to have to pay for it because we can't end up like Greece. And how do we not end up like Greece if we don't do something to address the problem we have? If we don't figure out a way to come close to a balanced budget, or at least to not adding more onto the debt? We keep pushing the limit, and you all understand what that is. To be able to get more credit, basically, you're pushing your debt limit. You're pushing the debt limit up. So we're at $16 trillion right now. how much higher does it have to go and how much interest do we have to pay the Chinese, for goodness sake? They're going to have a bigger army than we have. They're going to run manufacturing if we keep it up. And they're going to have more and more of our debt. They really hold a lot of the cards at this point. You know, I was talking about board games. What would a board game be called when you talk about the relationship between the Chinese and the United States at this point? I got your ego and all your money, too. So it's there are no words. I mean, there are no words on this national debt situation. We it is crisis mode. It is. This isn't fear-mongering. This isn't pounding the left. It's the reality, folks. It's the reality that we're living in that we're going to pay for in the end. Whether you have kids, whether you're middle-aged, whether you're younger, it is going to stretch across all boundaries, all boundaries. You know, the Occupy movement, for my money, was dumb. It was dumb because there weren't clear targets in the beginning. There was no realistic common goal, I don't think, with the Occupy people from New York to Washington, D.C. to New Hampshire. There were people in tents, occasionally protesting, but nothing solid. To me, there was nothing solid there. The only thing I think that rings a little true is, boy, you've got to grab on to capitalism. You've got to be an entrepreneur. You got to figure out a way to make some do-re-mi because, in the end, how high is our tax rate going to be? I would never want to live in England, never, because it's unbelievable how they live in England, what they pay for gasoline, what they pay tax-wise. It's oppressive. I have no desire to leave the United States, but at the same time, I don't want to see more of our freedoms taken away and simply because people are jacking around with markets and not paying attention to where we're headed, where we're going. Somebody has got to start to shake the rafters, raise the rafters, not the debt limit on the Hill. Just keep that in mind. If you're voting and you've got somebody that's up for re-election, go back and really look at what they voted on so you know, and it's easy to find that information. If you don't know, send me an email and I'll help you out. But, boy, there has to be some kind of a spark, some kind of a fuse, something that's lit here to wake up the people who are representing us in Congress to say, listen, you've got to do something here. You have to do something. We cannot keep putting our future in peril the way it is. I don't like watching what's going on in Greece. The people look pretty miserable to me. The whole idea of the drinking and the dancing and the smashing of the plates and how cool are the ruins and how expressive are these people on these islands. Now you see how expressive they are, and it's pure anger, it's pure rage, because they have nothing, and they have no choices other than to take massive salary cuts and just figure out a way to make this work, and they're not doing it. They don't want to accept that. We don't want to end up in that same pickle. Oh, folks, we don't want to end up there. No way. We're heading to the mailbag next.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you.
Hey, as we head for that vinyl turn, just like I'll have another in a thrilling Preakness race. Darn, our trifecta challenge. Nobody won. Good news, we still have another one left, the Belmont. So get ready for that. That's in a couple of weeks. Before you know it, it'll be here. And we'll see if we have a Triple Crown winner, but we'll also see if we have a trifecta winner here on America Tonight, because you will clean out the America Tonight prize closet. Would be huge, huge bragging rights, certainly, for all of you. Also, a quick reminder, there is a contest you can enter right now. It's so easy. You go to the website. Remember, all roads lead to the website, americatonight.net, not .com. Sometimes I get letters from you about that. But if you go to americatonight.net, you will see it at the very top. It says Press 4. Go to Press 4. Click on that. Don't worry, you're not getting spam and a bunch of other nonsense. In fact, what you get is a way to communicate with the show even better. During the day, when you think of something you want to rant, you can just go to Press 4, say America Tonight Rant, boom, and let it fly. I've gotten some really good ones lately. Also, you'll be entered into the contest, and the contest is this. You get $200 or an iPhone. Boy, and that is a good deal. I wish someone would give me $200 I can think of a few things that I could use for $200. That can kind of stretch. I mean, that's some groceries, right? Definitely. That might be some movies, maybe a little dinner. I'm just thinking. So $200 or the iPhone, because a lot of people want to get iPhones and they don't want to have to buy one. They don't have to buy an iPhone, but they're ready to jump into that whole thing. And that would be one less part of it that you would have to worry about. How easy is that? So don't be a dummy. It's so easy, and it's a great way to communicate with the show. More and more, my friends are, even my own friends are doing it. They say they can't, in my regular life, in my personal life, they can't get a hold of me. So they're going to rant on to press 4. And hopefully your rants will be a little bit better than that, though. I had a couple of probably rants that I could have put on press 4. One was, does this happen to any of you? I know it happens to you. Your wife gives you like the honey-do list thing, and you're whipped. You know, you don't feel like doing it, but you finally relent and you pull yourself off the couch and you go and you got to get special sauce for this. You got to find the right kind of spaghetti. Or the worst is you have to go in the produce section and dig through a bunch of stuff to find exactly what she wants. But before you even get to the store, you're already, boom, you're already raring to go because you had to navigate the parking lot. What do people just lose their minds once they pull into a grocery store or parking lot? You're lucky if you can get into the spot. That's the first thing. But then when you try to get out of the spot, wow, I have seen more car accidents. I'm not kidding you. In the last 5 months, I have seen 5 car wrecks in a grocery store parking lot where what happened was someone wasn't paying attention pulling out. Usually, I think, although I'm sure the person pulling out would get blamed, I saw two in front of me. There were other people that were there to witness it, too, where somebody was going so fast that, boom, they came out of nowhere, and the person was backing out. The poor person was backing out. And before you know it, boom, they collide. And you know how it is. You don't have to be even going that fast. But if you're going pretty fast, you got some serious damage on that car. Ooh, bad stuff. So anyway, that would be a rant that I think most of you could relate to. So don't hesitate. Go and click on the Press 4 contest thing because then you're entered into a contest. And besides that, you also have other ways that you can communicate with America Tonight. Like this way, we're going to the America Tonight mailbag right now.
You have mail, mistress.
Can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
It's kind of like Kate Says, sort of like Simon Says. I love that. Love it. Okay, here's one that it's interesting. Don't feel badly if I don't read your email, because for some reason I have 1,000 emails. I feel like I'm deleting it, but maybe I'm deluding myself that I'm not really deleting the email. Kyle, this one goes to you. He took the time to write this, so I'm going to read it. He says, hello, Kate. I've been listening to your show for about 5 months now. I work at night. Your show is the best thing on in my area. I've listened to the politics and the rants that people have, and I hate to say America is in deep doo-doo. Oh, yeah. You've heard me already rant about that. The candidates for the president are not what I would call the best. I'm lower class and make barely minimum wage. I'm 56 and jobs are scarce. Obama, though, I voted for him, has done nothing more than draw a check. I feel if Romney gets in, he'll do the same and make sure his check is fatter. Personally, I'm voting for none of the above. You know, when I was growing up, I was taught to believe that the president was put in office to do what's best and good for the country, not line his pockets and see how far in debt we can go. But, you know, it's not all the president's fault. We put them in there and then say nothing about how bad they do. And even if we do say something, we never take action. Personally, I think if a president or any other member of the legislature pay was on the line, they would do a better job. Hold them financially responsible for the financial mess. But Americans don't do that. We accept it because we've been convinced we are powerless when really we aren't. We let it happen and do nothing to change it. I could say more about many things, but it would fall on deaf ears. Keep up the good work. You have a great show. Thanks, Kyle. Kyle, thank you for taking the time to write that note. It's the same things as he knows that I rail on. I said this. I started doing America Tonight because, to me, there was a lack of action in Washington. There was a lack of action. That it was all about reaction and reelection. That's what it is. Okay, I get in. Oof, I got to start running for reelection. Nobody around me wants to lose their jobs. We're on easy street. We're getting a pension. I hate to be cynical. So let's just, we got to worry about it. We got to get our buttons made. We got to get our TV ads, everything in order, because we need more time to do what we couldn't do the last time around. And then we need more time to do what we couldn't do. That's what they always say. For goodness sake, Senator Harry Reid is a great example of that. He was scared silly when he thought that Sharon Angle was going to beat him. Remember the Tea Party movement? And she came pretty close. It was scary for him for a while as he got closer and closer to the election. Ultimately, he wins. But when he was running, he said, oh, I need more time to accomplish the things I came to Washington to do. How much more time do you need when you've had more than two decades? I mean, that's ridiculous. Kyle is right about this, and I absolutely agree with this. There needs to be, when we say checks and balances, it needs to be about their check, just like everybody else. So you, listen, no, you don't get to be on these committees. You don't continue to roll down the road if you don't attend so many votes. You're not involved in the process, because that's another part of the problem. People are in and out of Washington. They're there for like 3 days, and then they're gone. And none of these guys, none of these congresspeople or senators, half of them, they don't live in Washington. They just don't do it. All right, quick, here's another one. This one from Billy B, who says, Katie Kate, did you see the Preakness over the weekend? I don't know why I'm asking you that question. I'm sure you did. How about I'll have another? Boy, oh boy, that is some good horse. I think it's going to win the Triple Crown. What do you think? Wow, good chance. Much further distance for the Belmont, though. And a lot of times that's where it nips the horse in the final race of the three. We'll have that challenge, though, so we'll see what you say. This is about the numbers. We just pick the numbers. You don't even have to know about the horses, but if you do, we'll see how you all weigh down on this one. All right, here's another one. This comes to us from Kim S. I love when people just put the S in the letter. Kim S. says, hey, Ms. Delaney, I've been listening to the show for over a year now. Truly, I believe in the same things you believe in for the most part. I have to say, it is frustrating. I like it when you talk about doesn't matter what your stripes are, because it's so true. We have to come together as Americans. It's ridiculous, the discord between the Democrats and the Republicans. The great divide is a big part of the problem. Yeah, I mean, you can't even have that friendly argument anymore, but like I said, how are they having a friendly argument when they're not even in Washington? They're not even in Washington. They're there for 3 days, and then they leave, and then they come back. So that's a big part of this problem. Absolutely. Don't forget, go to the website. Enter the contest. It's easy. Look for Press 4. Send me your thoughts on the show, americatonight.net.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.